Plus me.
Just give a brief overview of how you run your business. I'd like to go into a lot more depth in probably another video, if that's all right with you.
Yeah.
But just give a brief overview in, let's say, a minute of how you run your business.
Cool. So one of our core values is simplicity.
Okay.
We don't overcomplicate it. We've literally got agents, prospect, list and sell.
Are they valuers then? Listers?
They're agents.
But to the outside world, what would you call them?
I guess in the traditional setup, they'll be listers.
Okay.
They're a neg lister, all rolled into one, sales progressive potential.
So their job is to list and neg?
Yeah, I was always a bit annoyed by these titles in the industry, in that a lister means nothing to a seller. We've got agents that get clients, convert clients, get in the best price, negotiate the lowest price on their purchase, solve problems when they arise on the sales progression, and get them moved.
Okay.
And assistants.
And the assistants help the agents
be more productive.
So you've got, does one agent have one assistant, or is that one assistant shared, but is it one, like a group resource, and they help each other?
We've got an assistant team, in essence, agent-assistant team. So the office recommends two agents, fee earners, assistants.
Okay, support. So are the assistants employed?
Yeah.
What about the agents?
No.
They're self-employed?
Yeah, one's employed.
And you kind of basically do a fee split on that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you call them agents or personal agents, or what do you call them? Just agents?
Partner agents.
Partner agents.
Yeah.
I call them personal agents. Again, maybe there's a video we can talk about in a lot more detail how that works and how that works. So, you sorted your shit out. And you're going in the right direction. How have you grown the business in the last 12 months?
Acquire, maximise and retain.
Okay.
That's it. So you've got to look at the projections for the industry. And I don't think, with the best will in the world, there's any three ways to increase your business turnover if you're sales specific. And we are, not 90% sales.
Yes.
One of my aims is to flip that next year to more like 60-40. But if the volume's going to stay consistently low, there's only three ways to increase your turnover. One is more volume, but the external factors are fighting against you. You can only control your internal factors. Increase your average fee, or increase your average property value. So we're working on the latter two, increasing property value and increasing average fee. But when you acquire those sellers, those clients, you want to acquire, maximise. So what else can you offer them? We've just launched a home services division, which is really great.
I mean, if you don't mind me asking, and I won't be offended if you say no, but what sort of average fees are you getting?
$7,000.
What sort of percentage is that coming in at?
1.5%.
Bloody hell.
Average value of $500,000.
But the average in the industry is 1%.
Yeah.
And how the hell are you doing that?
By believing in it and just saying no.
Do you think a lot of agents drop their fees almost, like a tart Snickers?
What I like about the motivational side of agency is it's all in confidence. I'm fortunate that I'm, I don't know what people's perception is of me, but...
Do you care?
I don't care, which is why I don't really listen to it, but I am confident. I've been brought up to be confident.
Do you think that's lacking in the industry?
Yeah, massively. They all just... People are beaten down and...
They hide behind the brand, don't they?
By these corporate firms and the logos that they're hiding behind, and then their accountability because they finish at 6 and they're employed. And
they're worried they're going to lose their job and the politics in corporate life.
We're in the entrepreneur revolution, aren't we? And I'm trying to provide a platform for people to be entrepreneurs. You know, I've endured the having to go to the bank to borrow more money to pay the Rightmove fees and the office fees and the software fees. And I want to provide a platform for agents to be entrepreneurs. Our top performer's bringing in $200,000 a year personally, and he's earning a bloody good income, and he's loving it because he ain't got to pick up a phone, he ain't got to book a viewing.
And he's one of your personal agents, is he?
Yeah.
So would it be, I'm of the opinion that the future of estate agency is not through the online cheapest chips, Purple Bricks, Yopa model.
Mm.
You know, they've got 5% of the market, and I think in 5-10 years' time, they might even have 10% of the market. But I think the real...
I've said they could get 20%. And people that have seen me, I'm massive vocal about that model set up.
Okay.
But I welcome it.
I think it's done a lot of good. I did a video Definitely. Called "I'm the Purple Bricks Number One Fan" because it's given a kick up the arse to the estate agency profession. Mm. We probably have a chat about that in a different video. But coming back to this, I think in the next 10 or 15 years, umbrella organisations where you work under an umbrella organisation where you are a self-employed agent, where instead of taking a salary and 5% commission, you take 30, 40, 50% of the fee. All the, I say with the utmost respect and deep respect to the guys that do this job, all the boring stuff like admin, you leave to admin people.
Trouble is, there's £10 an hour jobs, £100 an hour jobs, £1,000 an hour jobs.
Yes.
If you're a high performer, you've got to get rid of the 10
yes, you have.
Pound expense of £1,000 an hour.
So your guy that's putting in 200 grand is probably, you know, earning 80, 90 grand a year very nicely. Mm. And probably the rest, and probably a bit more, actually.
And do you know what? Without the headache. And he loves it. I wish I could earn that kind of money previously. If I had a platform that I could have joined.
Because let's be honest, there must be shed loads of valuer listers out there who haven't got 100, you know, are finding it difficult enough to get a deposit for their first house, let alone save 30, 40 grand for their own business.
Yeah.
Go to the bank or go to the bank of mum and dad and say, could you give me 70 grand to put your house on the line? With no guarantee of success. Whilst this personal agent thing, or partner agent as you call them, and again, I think there's a few models out there, I think it's the way forward because you get the best of both worlds.
And he makes a joke about it, right? All I ask is he here every single Monday. I don't care where he is other than that. As long as he's getting close, you know, as I've said before, getting crystal clear more figures, as long as he's bringing in figures.
So he has to come into your office once a week?
Mm.
Well, all of them do?
Yeah, everyone's here Mondays. It's awesome. Getting double early, we're at 7:30, then we're just having a cracking meeting, what's going on. We have check-ins a lot. The girls, because the support we've provided them is just amazing. They can be... He jokes around. We're joking the other day, saying that he brings in 200 grand in his boxes because he will sit in his boxes in the morning doing his emails. But
that's the beauty of the internet now.
Yeah. But you see, the issue is when you've got these companies that are, you know, saying, give us 10 grand and we'll give you a territory and you can use our Rightmove account. People aren't getting any job satisfaction because they're still having to run around like blue ass flies for no show for viewings. And these guys have got booking assistants, viewing assistants, sales professionals.
So they don't even have to do their own viewings?
No. Right, this is basic maths, okay?
Yeah.
90% of viewings are a waste of time. 80%. I say a waste of time, excuse that. Something might come in one day, but for that property they're viewing, you're going to do, if you're lucky, 10 viewings to get an offer, maybe 8 viewings to get an offer. So, yes, there's opportunities there.
Local home to sales and the normal.
Yeah, which our viewing assistants are targeted on to convert.
Yes.
So we're not losing them anyway. Yes, the agent might be able to get a slightly higher conversion rate on those conversations, but it's all about the numbers. But while they're doing their viewings at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, and we do viewings at 8 p.m, the viewing specialists just love the role because they're all certain age, move 6 times, you know, a few times themselves. The agent's sitting there prospecting that next 10 grand average fee.
Who's your best performing personal agent? Give me a story of one.
James. He's been an absolute asset to this business and to me since he was my first ever agent I brought on.
Okay. What's his background?
Ex-Countrywide.
Okay.
Beaten up. He's 40 years old. He was just a battered, beaten estate agent that loved agency but hated estate agency, how it works.
The politics, selling mortgage appointments.
We were introduced together and he just said, I just want to sell houses. I don't want to sell mortgage appointments. I want to help people.
It's all about the mortgages, isn't it?
And this is an annoying thing, is that there probably is, if you go way up, there's more money in mortgages over a 30-year term than there is selling one house. But then we should be called a mortgage company that also sells houses.
Yes.
Like, we're estate agents, which means we get someone from A to B. And he's joined at Power Bespoke mid-2016.
Okay.
We started to do well again, and I brought him on because I needed help.
Like, okay.
I can't do it myself. I couldn't manage the amount of clients that we were wanting to sell with us. He was scrapping around for 4 or 5 grand fees. And about 2 months ago, he said to me, can't do it. My minimum fee now is 6 grand, period.
It's big money, mate.
And I was like, cool. Because I was actually really excited for him because he had joined, and he joined employed as well.
But he made that decision.
Yeah, and he's so...
He's he must grown, be so proud of that.
He's grown so much because all I think you need is confidence. He didn't really have much. He was a corporate battered up estate agent who was very good. He's an amazing agent. He cares so much about his clients. What he lacks in technical ability, he makes for up in care.
Yes. We're in a people business, aren't we?
But what I've got in technical ability, I might lack a little bit in care sometimes. I'm like, you've got to do this, take my advice, or we've got to move on. Whereas he's more money coddling. So the dynamics are great. He's grown so much that I offered him a self-employed role when he first joined, a much higher package. And he was like, I just can't. It's just so different. I just can't do it yet. I was like, cool, join up. Come, let me show you an enjoyable way of doing estate agency. He's done that. And he went self-employed and he's just smashing it. He's got a real confidence about him. He's got a value.
How does that make you feel?
Amazing, because the only way I'm going to grow this business, the way I want to grow it, I don't want 20 employed agents that need to kick up the arse every week. I'm not a very good manager. That's my biggest weakness in running a business is management. And it's probably the most important one you need to grow a business. So rather than...
At least you're aware of it.
Yeah, and I'll try and improve on it. But I don't want to manage, I want to show. I want to lead.
You're a leader.
Yeah. I don't like that term, leader, really, either, because like, everyone follow me. I'm a promoter, let's say.
People do like to follow things, follow people.
I know, but I want to show them the path.
Okay.
And let them follow themselves down it.
Fair goes. I still think that's a leader.
The definitions, but that's the way I can grow Power Bespoke. To get its ultimate goal of changing the industry is change how agents operate and happy days.
It's been brilliant, mate. You're flying now, mate.
It has.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks for your time.